even Brahma and Shankar, sometimes they doubt. But they are very merciful. They will come having no offenses. And anyhow they can shower their mercy. So, first of all, you should not make any offense to Vaishnava. Even anyone who has not been initiated but chanting, and he is free of maya birth and asatsanga, then he should be given honor. But he is chanting, remembering, putting so much or thick tilak, having 5 kilos of mala. Only you should do pranam him for far away. It is no respect and criticize being always Vaishnava. So if anyone chanting, no Harinam has been given, no initiation. But if he has no anger and not offensive, then you can honor him by mind. Why? Oh, he is our Sajatiya.
Family member.
Very soon he will be in the family of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should respect him. And Dikshasti Cheta is Harinam has been given by a very bona fide guru and he is initiated in real sense. What real sense? Valli mantra he has heard from years here. It will not do. It should come in proper process. Knowing that who is the deity of mantra, what relation we have with that deity, prapatti, surrender, and then saranagati, and then proper atmanivedanam. So these things we done. If you are not doing properly and not knowing properly, high class of fruit will not come. That is, taste in Harinam will not come. And you have no taste. You will have no taste. So we should know. Properly all. And then do. Go on do. Having some thick relation with Krishna. Offense should be gone. So, if anyone has been initiated like this, you should properly respect with mind and with body also. Oh Prabhu. Because he has come in Madhyam Adhikar. Perhaps he is in Madhyam. So properly respect. If you are giving respect to Madhyamadhikari or Uttamadhikari Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. And those who were not pure Vaishnava, offensive. But in same category you are keeping them both. Then it is a very big offense. We should not. A cow and hog, pig, dog shouldn't be given or same seat to. So proper respect. Those who are Vaishnava, in what category, we should try to give proper respect to them. So if Diksha is given in proper way and he has received it in proper way, then by mind also and by body. Prabhu, I am doing pranam to you. Please be merciful to me. By words also. By body also. In proper respect. Then dikshasti cheta pranatibhisya bhajantamesham. And bhajantamesham, are you really doing bhajan? No defending anyone. No Vaishnaparad, Namaparad, Dhamaparad. Or he has crossed all these things. Always he is observed in chanting, remembering Krishna. Giving proper respect to three kinds of Vaishnavas. More than that, remembering not Mantramayi only, Swarasakhi also. What is Mantramayi? Oh, Namami Saram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokulesham Yashodabhiyo Kaladhavamanam Paramitamatam. I am praying to Lord Krishna, son of Yashoda. Yashoda has vended him and he is weeping. Or this only one pastimes of Krishna. And when, or like a chain, like a garland, from morning to morning, next morning, in a chain all pastimes gradually coming, then it will be Saraswati. And if he is situated in Saraswati pastimes, always remembering, not to remember, automatically coming, then how we should respect them? With whole heart. Guru, like Guru. And how? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tat laulamapa mulyam ekam janmakati. Oh, if he was serving him, oh, certainly agreed may come. Certainly. So with whole heart, you should serve him. By this, your all desires, all means what? He has given up all desires, only one desire, to serve Radha Krishna. So this may be fulfilled very soon. So in process, this is good. But even knowing all things that we, but no test. Always, our mind is towards sense gratification. What to do? No test. I want to do, but I cannot do. Mind goes here, there. What to do? Oh, don't be hopeless. Krishna is very merciful. He has given all his powers, appellances, mercy in the name, 16 names in Kali Yuga. More powerful than himself. So again and again you should do, repeat. Nothing to ask, what should I do? Again and again, what your Gurudev has told, you should chant more, 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 more. Only 16 round is not enough. Whole day and night. You are maintaining your life. Give up the idea of maintenance. Why? Krishna is so powerful. Name is so powerful. Oh, he will look after me. Why to be worried? Be Srinivas, Srivasa, Srivas, Panditam. How? I will be fast. I will keep fast for one day, 2 days, 3 days, and 4 days,
jumping.
Mahaprabhu told, oh, you cannot do. My Lakshmi can beg, but my devotees like this, like you, nothing to beg. Oh, I will bring on my head for you, very quickly. So the whole day, night, with big jump, always did. Loudly and loudly, louder and louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Ye Nama, Krishna Jadavaya Nama, Jadavaya Madhavaya. Like this, always. No need of thinking that what will come, how it will come, like us. And Krishna is used to bring himself. So, we should be like this. What that? Seventh? Seventh slok. Krishna Charitadi Sukrishnanam Kramena Rasana Manasini Tishthan. What is the meaning? Stand up. What is the meaning? Ah, no, you should go. Ah, there, well, okay. Bande ham Sri Guru.
So, this chanting the holy name of Krishna is like the sugar candy which can cure the jaundice avidya of ignorance. Jaundice of ignorance.
Go on. Otherwise, I know.
I said it's like sugar candy.
Okay, go on. After that?
That thing which is bitter in the beginning.
Oh, Paramananda Prabhu. He is very expert, knowing all these things.
The jaundice of indifference to Sri Krishna since time immemorial, by regularly taking the sugar candy of the holy name, then the jaundice of indifference to Krishna will be destroyed at the root and gradually the taste will awaken.
You know this is so? You should explain more. Right? Anything, and that's it, rabadi, they will increase more.
So we can see that simply by chanting these names, the names of Krishna, that gradually this jaundice or avidya will gradually go away. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna.
What is this
jaundice? Ignorance.
Ignorance.
Forgetfulness of Krishna.
Oh, also aparadh.
Aparadh.
Especially aparadh. Very dangerous. And all other ignorance. Oh, not to test in having honor to Vaishnava. Oh. All this will go very soon. And a test will come. And when test will come, what will be?
Then the holy name will be like an endless ocean of transcendental, ever new losses.
Thank you. Then Krishna Sannam Rupa Charitade Sukrishna Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojja Sishthan Bhaje Sadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayi Akhilam Ishtu Padin. I want that only remembrance will not do. By this, false ego can come. Oh, I am knowing very well. But I want that you should remember. And sathi saath mein.
Same time.
Oh, you should follow. Follow. This will do. I know so many pandits, so many Sanskrit scholars, they can utter very... they are far away, so far away from bhakti. They are like... Mahishka ki bole?
Buffalo.
Like buffalo and others. How? That's always looking like that. So, what is the meaning?
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his nectar of instruction, now he is concluding. What is the essence of all his instruction? San nama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smitta kramena rasana manasini jajya tisthana braje tadanu radi jananu gami kalanu mai rakhilamitri padesa saram. Upadesa saram means essence of all instruction. San nama rupa charitadi. Tat, there is two things in this world, tat and sam. Tat means Krishna, sam means ji. Rupa san nama rupa charitadi. His name. Name is name of the two types, one of full of opulence, another full of sweetness.
Don't go so much. You have to go.
So, Parnavar Chajari, Sukirtananu, he has to do Sukirtan. Sukirtan means have to not sing, they have to preach, have to tell others, which you have heard from Gurudev and Vaishnava. If you did Shravan properly, then you can do Kirtan properly. At first, you have to hear from bona fide Vaishnavas and Gurudev. Sukirtananu smritto, after you remember. How is it possible? Kirtan prabhave smaran haive. When you do Kirtan, the lila will come automatically. Kramena rasana manasi nijajya. And you have to engage your tongue and your mind. You have to do Kirtan at first, then Smaran will come. And where to stay, how to do? Tisthana Braje. You have to be in Brajadham. Yes, Brajamandal means, Brajadham means, Navadip and Jagannath Puri also include in Brajadham. Now someone can inquire, how is it possible to be in Brajadham so many human beings? If not possible for everyone who is most fortunate, they can be in Brajadham. If not possible by body, then must you have to be in by your mind in Brajadham. Tisthana Braje. So we shall do everything by ourselves? No. Rupa is instructing Tada Anuragi. We have to be under guidance of Anuragi Jan. Who has Anurag for Krishna? We have to be under his their guidance. And Jananugami. And who is Krishna's own, you know, king and king, near and dear. You have to be under their guidance. Tadanuragi, Jananugami, Kalam Nayet, Akhilam Ittupadas, Vita Sadam. You have to spend your time by this way, and this is the essence of all other voices. So Rupa Goswami Pad has used here three Onu words. Like Tadanuragi, Jananugami, the three times Onu Onu. Why he explains three times, in three times? Just like we have seen in our sloka that Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Vatidanatha. And Harinama, Harinama, Eva Eva three times, and Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva three times. So why? For emphasizing. And this is the proper way. There is no other way other than this. So Rupa Goswami Pad want to teach us that other than this, there is no way. By your own effort, you could not do. You must have to under guidance and must have to be his Anuragijan and must have to be his own general, own king and king. Then he can advance in Krishna consciousness. Then, if possible, then we can do Sukirtan.
But you told about Jana. Jan means?
Jan means who is near and dear to Krishna, his own of Krishna.
Like?
Like Vajavati.
Like?
Like
Rupa Sanatan, they are near and dear. In their
guidance, in their line.
They are like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari also, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, and in both ways. So we should be. And those who are in line, present, if they are, they must be. So in their guidance, you should try. Giving up all your bad things and then follow these things. But one kirtan. Even Madhyam Adhikari is not in her class of association. He may be also weak. So you should not be weak. Always guided by. Whether he may be very far away, no harm, but always in his guidance. Guidance is essential. And if he will be somewhat svatantra,
independent.
Then you can keep so many long hairs, more sleeping gradually, no need of worshipping, no need of chanting or malady, and thus gradually maya will come very powerfully, strongly, and your life will be. So this is it. That is why Rupa Goswami has told in his loss, if you are not Vrindavan, but by mind, you should take shelter of Vrindavan, take shelter of high class of devotees, always in his guidance, proper. If you are not, very soon you will be weak and you will be lakhs and lakhs devotees are example. You can see, we are seeing here also. So always have some connection by letter, by email, by phone, by coming sometimes, by requesting him to come anyhow. And always have fear. I shouldn't make any offense to him. No negligence. Not thinking him worldly
person.
Not even. He may talk with you, but you should be very careful. You used to joke with Bhaktivedanta Swami, your Prabhupada, very sitting on one seat. So many. I used to joke or accept my Gurudev to all. Even today. To boys also and to superiors also. But very careful. Very careful. So you should follow all this. Gaur Premanandi.
Prema Ratana Dhana
Selaya harainu gorapahu na bhajiyamainu adhane jatana kori dhanate aginu apanakara madoshe apani dubinu gorapahu na bhajiyamainu sata sanga chadikainu asate lilasa te karane lagilo ye karma